And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
In August 2012, the Église Évangélique Lutheraine, Synod de France, that's the EELSF, Evangelical Lutheran Church, Synod of France, elected Reverend Roger Jones as its president after the retirement of his predecessor. Pastor Jones was a member of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England congregation in Sunderland before studying at Westfield House. Following his graduation in 1999 and ordination in 2000, he served as pastor of St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Boreham Wood in the United Kingdom. As he is able to speak both French and German, he was called to Saint-Sever in France in 2006. He will remain as pastor of that congregation alongside his role as president of the French Synod. Welcome to Lutheran Radio UK.
Thank you.
Roger, tell me a bit about yourself, how all this started. We mentioned at my introduction how you were ordained, but let's go back. How long were you in your first congregation?
It all started a long time ago in Nottingham when I was still learning German at university, and with an advert in the local paper asking people to improve the German. So I went along to the local Lutheran church and with a young there, and he introduced me to the Lutheran Church, and I liked what I heard. I then moved up to Sunderland to do my teacher training with the ELC congregation, St. Timothy's, just around the corner, and the rest is sort of history.
So where did you go from there? How did it all work out? Was it, you know, something you enjoyed doing, wanted to do, wanted to develop?
Yeah, I carried on teaching when I was up in Sunderland, still carried on with the church as a chairman, an organist up there, and then I got a call from God. I realised that I wanted to go into the ministry. Talked to Reg, Pastor Quirk, and Glenn Sweck when he was up there during a vacancy. And then moved down to Westfield. I think it'd be 1996.
Just to explain about Westfield, the reference there, the Westfield House is the teaching college for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in England.
I did my vicarage in Fareham, and then was placed for my first call in St. Paul's Boreham Wood, where I spent 7 years.
Were you happy there?
We were very happy. We'd moved 7 times during our first 10 years of marriage with all the moving. I thought it was quite a difficult time, but when we came to Boreham Wood, we said we won't move again. We're staying here. But I guess God had other plans. The letter dropped through the letterbox one morning for the call to Saint-Sauveur Holy Saviour Lutheran Church in Paris. At first, I declined the call because we'd just started a Japanese mission in Boreham Wood. But then, 4 months later, I received a second call to the same church, asking me to think about accepting the call within 18 months' time. It took me a long time to decide, but at the end, God led me to decide and accept the call to France.
How long have you been married now?
Been married since 1998.
What's her nationality?
She's British, but originally from Hong Kong.
She speaks fluent Mandarin, doesn't she?
Fluent Mandarin, Cantonese, and English. No, we met in Cambridge. She was a chauffeur for the day, taking Tutor Sweck and me to meet a Chinese pastor in Milton Keynes. We all had dinner in the Chinese pastor's house, and Emily and I sort of hit it off straight away. 6 months later, we got engaged, and 12 months to the day we met, we got married.
Let's move to France. You moved to Saint-Sever. How did that work out? Was there any immediate problems or joys, or how did that go?
We arrived at, I can remember, 4 o'clock in the morning because of the problems with the channel tunnel. And we walked through the door of the apartment, and it felt like home straight away for both of us, which was very surprising because our furniture hadn't arrived yet. And for Emily, I think it was a challenge because although Emily had taken a couple of French courses in England, she'd never actually spoken French before. The first few years have been a real challenge for communication-wise, but she's taken lots of courses and speaks French now. And it even started art classes and two exhibitions of artwork. She's really settled into the community as well.
So how many people in this particular congregation?
About 39 people. It changes from Sunday to Sunday. When everybody comes the same Sunday, we are over 88. I arrived July 2007. We had a security check May, and officially we're not allowed to welcome more than 49 people in the church because of fire exit problems.
Well, is it a small church or something?
It's quite a big church, but as in the UK, churches fall under the same rubric as nightclubs, and you have to have although we've got two fire exits, the second fire exit The door also comes out next to the main door leading on the road. And so with the new legislation, it's no longer recognised. The law said we can't have more than 49 people, but the law also says we can't refuse entry because worship is a public activity, so we can't refuse entry either.
Isn't legislation wonderful?
And we were inspected once by the police. Thankfully, the Sunday school children had already gone out the Sunday school room, and so they aren't counted in the total number. But if we are inspected and we're over that number, they close down the church for 6 months. We've got the local town hall and everybody on our side, and the mayor, because we're effectively the only Protestant church in the 15th district of Paris.
Where is it in relation to the centre of Paris?
The Eiffel Tower is about a 20-minute walk away.
Paris is such a beautiful city. I've been there many times.
And where we are, it's the most densely populated part of Paris.
So what's the Lutheran presence in Paris? I mean, Lutherans are fairly well known in Europe and America, obviously, but not very much in the UK. So if somebody said, I'm a Lutheran in Paris, would they identify with that?
The answer would be yes and no. We ourselves have got about 10 churches. Churches and 7 pastors, 3 in the Paris region. We, the Confessional Lutheran Church, will be the only Lutheran church now, or the only Lutheran synod in France.
What problems have you encountered other than the bureaucracy? Do the French, the Parisians, accept you as an English minister in a French city?
That side have been no problems at all, because it's a very multicultural congregation. Just to give you an idea, we had 9 confirmations last year with only 1 French person. The same message goes out, the same activities. We invite everybody, but the response is from non-native French speakers. But real Parisians that live in France, but not native French.
Are the services conducted in English and French, or just French?
Just French. Okay. We ask people to let me know in advance if they only speak English, and I provide an English sermon. I give announcements as well as English. I say we're an international congregation. We've got people from Tanzania, India, Sri Lanka, Madagascar, and often their English is on a par with the French.
Do they commune every week, or do you do it less regularly?
We have communion twice a month, partly because up till now I've had a mission station, another church in Troyes, which is the capital of the Champagne region, and so I had to go there once a month as well to take services there. But now that's going to be passed to my colleague.
Now you've been made president of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in France, which is a real honour. Tell me a bit about that, how that came about.
Well, it's a privilege and an honour to serve the Church of the President. It was sort of a shock being elected after I've only been here 5 years. But in France, they don't have a nomination committee as such. So nominations come up for either the floor of the synod, or people, or pastors, or lay people that are willing to stand for election, or willing to accept if they were elected, and announce themselves in advance. And so there were 3 or 4 names for president, and I was the one who said, if I'm elected, I would accept. But I did think at the time that it's not always useful to have a foreign pastor, the president of a church, especially language-wise. But they elected me, and we'll see what happens. I'm still just getting my feet under the table and learning what it's all about. France is not England. It's a different mentality, and they have a different way of running things.
Have there been any immediate problems that you sort of run into that surprised you?
Not really, just everyday problems. Normally, you know, making sure I really know the constitution and how things are dealt with when there's problems, and just that really. I've only been elected since end of May. The transition was made sort of July, so I'm really the new kid on the block.
What's the term of office there? How long?
4 years.
4 years. So it's quite exciting times for everyone, isn't it?
Exciting and challenging.
And you're going to have to travel, I guess, a lot more.
Part of the job of the Synod President is to visit every congregation every 3 years. You spend about 3 or 4 days with the congregation attending Bible classes and everything, and other activities. Just to give an example, this September, this coming Sunday, will be the first service I've taken in my church here in Paris. Because the first Sunday we had the installation of the new pastor in Châtenay-Malabry from Canada. There was a meeting for the presidents of confessional Lutheran churches to discuss issues facing the church today.
And who did you meet there?
President from all the countries. So, of course, I met the president of the ELC, Jean Ehlers, and Pastor Kirk was there, and then the presidents of all the different countries, Germany, Papua New Guinea, Guatemala, Hong Kong, everywhere really. It was a very good meeting. It was 8 days, but it was a very good meeting.
You've got quite a lot to look forward to, a lot of exciting things by the sound of it, and I'm sure the listeners of Lutheran Radio UK wish you absolutely well and great success. I'm sure you'll have it, and God will lead you to where God wants to lead you, and you'll follow quite happily.
Thank you very much.
My name is Paul Hill, Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.